Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
I've been reading all your press clippings and listening to tapes of your shows for weeks. And you're really something. You're very funny.
I try to amuse.
I listen to your show all the time. I think you're a sick, foul mouth, disgusting man. And you make people really nauseous 365 days a year.
Man, you're so funny, man. That's why I love to listen to your show. That's why all the kids listen to you, man. Plus, you know, these goons push you around. You know, all the kids listen to you. You are the best thing on the radio!
We're going to go to a message. I'll be right back after I shoot up.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Hello, 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 and welcome to the Brad Westmar Show. Glad to be along with you this week. Not really, but we're faking it like we did last week. I am Brad, along with our captain in the Batcave, Mr. Todd Sheets. Hello, yeah. Todd Sheets. Nice to have you here. And Magic Matt Dumpling. Magic Matt, I don't know why I said that. How are you?
I'm doing all right. It's been a while since you gave me a fake last name.
Yeah, we stopped that a while back.
You ran out of Matts in a hurry.
It was pretty easy to do. I mean, well, not... We did it for several shows, if you think about it.
Yeah, you actually did quite well. There's not a whole ton of famous Matts out there.
I went through a few in there you didn't know, so.
Yeah, I had to look a couple up. I had to Google a couple.
Yeah, thank God for Google. So let's get tonight's show started with one of my favorite clips of all time from The Jerky Boys.
Hello, may I help you?
Yes. Hello?
Hello?
Are you dental malpractice?
Yes. Well, where did you get our number?
I went to dentist. I went for tooth decay. They did awful thing. He ripped my teeth out my gum. I cannot talk. I cannot eat. He cursed me and hit me while I'm sleeping.
He hit you.
And then he put me under sedation. I wake up, my pants on button. My teeth gum is dripping blood. I cannot even blow bubbles when I chew gum when I drive cab.
She's laughing.
You gotta help me.
You...
They kept cursing me. I went there, I crying. They cursed me, threw me out. You got to help me.
Now, which dentist is this?
This man named Mr. Rocco on Bronx. Mr. Rocco, Louis Rocco.
Louis Rocco?
Easier, yes. I go there for a cab. I stop cab. My tooth hurting. I go in. He say, sit down. Then he punch my teeth. I'm bleeding. And then they my pants on button, and then they curse me.
Okay. Give me a number. Can you give me your number?
Yes. 555-3591.
555-3390.
Yes. It's okay. Then I wake up, my pants on button.
Okay.
But why they do this thing? They don't... What? Why? I'm new in this country, and then this is the treatment by people.
Okay. What is your name?
My name is Ali Kamal.
Can you spell that? Why are you screaming?
To my teeth. The guy took my teeth and punched them. I can't make even chew popcorn, nothing. You got to help me, Allah. I pray to Allah that somebody help me. Please help me. This man must be stopped.
No, no. Did you call another firm?
No, I call you.
Where did you get our number?
From newspaper.
Newspaper.
Okay. Okay, I'm too much pain. Too much pain.
Okay. Bye.
I don't know why, but when they first came out with those CDs, there was just something about listening. They're not as funny now as they were then, but I still like listening to some of those.
You know? They were a big deal when they first came out.
They were, and then they went and did that movie, which just didn't make a damn bit of sense. I never saw that movie, but...
No, I didn't either. I wasn't a huge fan of them, but I have heard that clip before. That one is funny.
I think they were popular in our days of real radio.
Is that? I was going to say it was probably when I was in high school.
It probably was when we were working together. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, his last show last week may have been a bit sporadic. There are smooth segues going on today because after playing that particular show or that particular clip, and now I'm playing a nice little song here from Genesis, of course, talking about the illegal alien, which I bear with me here. Remember that one? Yeah?
No.
No, of course not. You're too young. Yeah. I just pulled that one out of my old stash. Just happened to have that in there. And I have a little story, if you don't mind. I know you like my stories every once in a while. So.
Oh, yes.
I thought I would. This one is a very small payoff, and I will try to keep it quick and to the point. But I have been, I don't know, I go through phases of like wanting to buy something. And usually it's electronics, it's gadgets, it's things like that. So I went on a mission here recently to find a good set of Bluetooth headphones. Now, I've got a good set of Bluetooth headphones that I use at home, but they're headphones that are almost this size. They're big, they're decent sized cans. So when I wear them around the house, first of all, they're not comfortable on my ears when I'm wearing them around the house. And it kind of looks like I'm trying to blow off my family. So, which makes sense because that's what I'm trying to do. So I thought I need something a little bit lower profile. Then a lot of research. There's not a lot of great ones out there. Smaller headphones that are Bluetooth. But I found a pair that I liked. It's got a little kind of like almost like a necklace thing that you wear around your neck, and then the little earphones come up, and you just kind of, they're like little inner ear things, and you stick them in your ears, and they run really well. So I got these, and I realized that when I got them that I thought my computer was Bluetooth capable because it's got a little Bluetooth section in the control panel and everything else. Well, come to find out, I needed to make some calls to find out for sure. I couldn't find anywhere for sure that my computer actually had a Bluetooth radio inside of it. Okay, but I couldn't get these new headphones to work, but they worked fine on my iPhone. So I made a call and I realized that this computer was still under warranty, although it's over 3 years old, because when we bought it, we bought that extended, ridiculously expensive extra warranty.
Unnecessary warranty.
Usually it is, but I've always found that it's better to do that than to not. Just certain items, it doesn't make sense. Certain items, it does. I had my question marks about buying an HP computer, because that's what we bought that time, was an HP. Mm-hmm. And so I was a little leery. We spent the extra money. We got it. So we were like covered for like an extra 4 years past the six-month warranty or something like that. So I'm still under warranty with that thing. So I call that special warranty, and I get a nice American girl who looks it up for me and says, well, I'm not showing that listed as a feature for your computer. And I said, okay, does that mean I don't have it? You know, It's like answering the question, but not really actually answering the question. And,
right.
You know, so she says, well, you can call HP and ask them to be sure. Okay. All right. She says, would you like their number? I said, sure. So she gave me HP's number, and I picked up the phone and I called HP. And Hewlett himself gets on the phone. And no.
Not Packard?
No, not Mr. Packard. No. This was definitely not Mr. Packard. But that's why we let in with the legal alien and the taxi driver who had his teeth knocked out and woke up with his pants unzipped at the dentist office because I had on the phone a guy who sounded very similar. He sounded like he was 3 million miles away. You know. Hello, can I help you? Yes, my name is Bob, and I would like to help you with your problem. You know, and so, yeah, it was, you know, right away, that was what I did. It was like, but the good news is it was a very simple question. Usually when I have these kinds of people from these kinds of countries on the phone, it's usually very complicated. And the first thing I do is, okay, I would like you to turn off your computer and get on the floor and unplug it from all the different sockets and then unplug the computer, internet, and the blah, 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 and just go through all this stuff that you've already done, you know? And you say, well, I've already done this. I know, but I need you to do it again, please. I'm sorry, sir, but I need you to do it again. Okay, whatever. Well, this was an easy question, you know? So I explained to him. I said, you know, here's what I need you to check on. Okay, I would be very happy to help you with that. Please, just wait one moment. And by the way, we love all people of all ethnicities on this show. We do not segregate from any particular ethnicity. We like them all.
Hello there.
So don't think that we're trying to exclude anybody with this or highlight anybody special while we talk about these people that are from other countries that don't live in our country, that handle things in our country. But you know my point. So he says, I would like to help you. I will put you on hold for just a moment, please. And I said, okay, no problem. So I'm waiting for a while. I'm not thinking too much of it. You know, they confirm the phone number, you know, before they go away to make sure they can get back to me if we get disconnected. Because, you know, we're 5 million miles away and there's a possibility we will get disconnected. So, you know. So I'm waiting and waiting. The guy comes back. He asked me another couple of questions and wants to confirm. And I said, okay, no problem, no problem at all. And it's funny because when I first called the first gal at the warranty place, I was starting to make some coffee for the next day. I always get my coffee ready and put it on a timer so that when I wake up, my coffee is ready. And so I started doing that, and I got sidetracked when she got on the phone. So when the guy put me on hold the second time, he was just about to put me on hold. I started walking back to the kitchen to go ahead and finish making the coffee. And as I did, he's like, yes, I'm sorry it's taking so long. And I said, no problem. And there's always like this little, you know, split second delay between me saying something and him saying something because we're so damn far away, you know? And so when we're having this little exchange before he's putting me on hold again, he's like, yes, I'm really sorry it's taking so long. I said, no problem. A little bit of a pause. He goes, yes, you might want to make a cup of coffee while you wait. And I'm like, whoa! I mean, I'm getting goosebumps right now thinking about that. I just stopped dead in my tracks, and I'm like, kind of looked just my eyes, Todd, like this. It was like where is he? What the F? Are you kidding me? I mean, I wasn't about to tell him how ironic it was and coincidental that he'd said that. I was kind of creeped out by it, Matt. Kind of creeped out.
They're watching you.
I mean, it was weird. It's like, yeah. You think this guy is so far away, and then he says something like that, and you're like, oh, God. It was like 24 or Scream or something like that, you know. But
apparently the camera on your the webcam's working okay.
The webcam works just fine. He said, we want you to know the webcam is working fine and your coffee looks fabulous. Yes, I mean,
I don't know. And so does your wife.
And so does your wife. Yeah, exactly. But I tell your kid to put some clothes on. yeah. So what age do they stop running around naked? Don't even tell me. I don't know. Is it? Anyway, so that really, there's no other big payoff in this story, but it was just something that was like, I gotta tell that. It was so creepy, it was so weird. And come to find out, and then of course, here's the moral of the story, okay? Because after Bob could not tell me all the answers I needed, he put somebody on the phone that was American, and the American came on and spoke, of course, perfect English, and told me, look, he's like, you're not still under warranty. And I said, well, I'm not with you. I know. And he's like, what, you bought the extra warranty? I said, yeah. And I said, they told me to call you. And he's like, who was that, may I ask? I said, Nebraska Furniture Mart. He's like, I'm sorry about that. I said, so am I. So he couldn't even get, because he was basically said, well, I have to charge you for, I'm like, no, I'm not paying for anything. Okay, I'm asking a question, you know? And so then I think kind of off the record, he pretty much said without saying it, he's like, I've got a computer, it's a backup, it's a Dell. He's like, it looks like it's got Bluetooth, but it took me a while to figure it out, but it really doesn't have the radio inside of it, you know? And I'm like, I hear what tree you're barking up. I got you. I'm with you. I got you. Wink, wink. Okay. Thanks, man. Thanks for being American, bro. Late.
Oh. I was just going to say, that's the perfect time for a bro drop.
Yeah, well, more. Yeah, exactly. More on bro here in just a couple of minutes. But, yeah, so that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. So,
what would I do if you didn't go through the experiences you go through?
You'd probably go back and live the life you were living for the last 10 years before we got back together again.
I know, but it was not this entertaining.
See, I'm glad you think so. And I certainly hope that your wife can look past all the dirty things that we say and allude to on the show, mainly me, and realize that I am just another man, another human being. And really, I mean, my wife could do worse in life than marry me. So
much.
I think so,
you gotta
too.
Give yourself some credit. You're like a walking sitcom. You're a sitcom character. Your life is like a little sitcom for me.
I'm glad that you can live vicariously. I know what it is, and you know what it is too. You look at my life and you say, "See, it could be worse for me. It could be a lot worse for Matt."
I start to get worked up about something. I'm like, okay, kind of starting to act how Brad would handle this. This is how Brad would handle it. So let's
go the other direction.
Let's take it down a notch.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Smart ass. You got a minute to give us a quick update?
Yeah, sure.
Talk to us.
I do. Kind of sprung this on me. Sorry. I don't exactly have it ready.
That's okay.
I've got, you know what? I do.
Let me tell people the most important part. I'm still in first place.
You're winning.
I'm winning.
Well, really, long story short with the standings is you're winning by like 25 points.
Yeah, I took a big jump. Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, no, it's not 25. It's 15 over Jeeves.
Still a lot, though. Yeah.
And, but Brandon and myself and Todd and Brian, actually, we're all within 9 points of each other. So it's actually pretty close, because it's a little closer than it looks, well, too, because you haven't had all the bye week issues that everyone else has had.
Right, exactly. And so it's going to be interesting to see what happens once we get past all the bye weeks. Do we know, and this isn't something I expect you to know, but do we know when the bye weeks stop? It's still a few more weeks yet? Two or three more weeks?
I believe week 10 or 11 are the last week of the buys.
So still probably close to a month or so.
So this is week 8, 9, 10. So three weeks or so. 4 weeks.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. Good. So yeah, it'll all come to fruition here maybe around Thanksgiving. We'll have a better idea as to where we really stand for the stretch home. So
yeah, but you're getting a lot of points from, like, Ryan Williams being hurt for the year helps you out.
Yeah.
John Skelton took 7 sacks this weekend.
Thank you, John.
That is just... It's the equivalent in our scoring system of 3.5 turnovers. He had a couple turnovers too.
Yeah.
Todd had a real rough week because he had
Chiefs on
almost
bye.
Everybody on a bye.
Yeah.
And so he only scored 3 points, which I haven't looked, but I'm pretty sure is an all-time low for a one-week score.
That was pretty bad. Yeah.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, his defense, they were all on a bye.
Yeah.
He'll make those points up.
I'm sure he will. And didn't we also have somebody, I saw a little exchange on Twitter, somebody had a person who got released, is that right?
Yeah, Jeeves' kicker got released.
Okay.
It's been a couple weeks ago now. He had Billy Cundiff.
Okay.
The Redskins cut him. And so he gets 4 points a week as long as he's a free agent.
Yeah.
Which for a kicker is awesome, because our kickers really don't score anything unless they miss.
Yeah, that's great. I mean,
it's the equivalent of 2 missed field goals a week.
Yeah. Yeah. So, that's awesome.
Sweet for him.
Definitely. That'd be like having Todd kicking for a team. He'd miss all the kicks, wouldn't you? So thank you, Matt, for that update. Anything else you want to spring upon us about the quick update there, or is that pretty much covered?
No, I think, it about covers it.
Okay, good. Well, thank you very much, as usual, for tracking all of that for us, and hopefully I'll get a shirt here eventually for last season. Honestly, Brandon and I were supposed to have lunch here recently, and I got to...
My buddy.
I got to give him credit, because he... Not only he knew we had a lunch date set, ready to go. It was last Friday. And when he found out he couldn't make it, instead of calling me, texting me, tweeting me, emailing me, Facebooking me, you know, whatever else he might have done, he sent the person who was causing him not to be able to have lunch with me, he made that person contact me and apologize to me for making Brandon have to miss my lunch. That's right. He made Monica, his wife, direct message me and apologize because she had wisdom teeth that she needed to go have surgically taken care of. And so it was very, very manly of him to make. No, I'm just kidding. It was kind of funny, though, because if you think about it, it's like, I know what he's thinking to him. So he's probably thinking, Brad's not going to believe this. This crap's happening too much. Monica, you've got to tell him so he understands this is real. And so that's what he did. So I can only hope, Matt, that he actually is going to have the shirt when we get together and have lunch. You know, I mean,
well,
who knows?
That'd be a nice surprise.
It'd be nice. I'm buying lunch. For God's sakes, bring the shirt if it exists. Please. Be great. Maybe. We'll see. So, Todd.
Your breath.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, he's going to wait and just go ahead and do two of them here at the end of the season. Todd, how's the haunted house? Quick, in 10 seconds. How you doing, bud?
Tired.
You look, you know, you honestly, you smell like a combination of Minsky's pizza and deodorant. Are you okay? Are you?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you? Did you have any lunch on your way here?
No, I've been going.
Have you eaten anything?
I had a shower. I haven't eaten.
Okay. How did you shower?
Very
no,
fast.
What I mean, no, what I mean is, I thought you were. Where were you coming from?
From home.
Oh.
I swung by home.
Oh. Okay.
I was on the go.
I don't believe anything you tell me anymore. You know that, right?
That's okay, but it's true.
Okay. There's a possibility we won't even have a show next week. It's true, but that's okay. That's okay. I know you care about this show.
I do.
I know you do. You're a hell of a liar.
I'm not a liar.
Good. I'm just kidding, bro. We may as well do this right now, just to give people a test of it before we move forward here with a few other things. Let's go ahead and discuss this. Now, Matt, we're going to start this off very delicately, okay?
Okay.
We very, very briefly touched on this when Todd was laid up in the hospital, if I recall correctly. Todd, one of your favorite terms, in fact, I'm going to go ahead and read this little text exchange that we had this afternoon, because I think Matt will appreciate this, and I think the audience will, and I know that Todd thought it was pretty funny, too. I got a text from him today at 3:07 p.m. This is after a text exchange earlier yesterday. We said we'd be starting at, we'd be here at 4 or 4:30 is when Todd would be here. So today, he sends me a text at 3:07 that says, 4:40 is our final time, Brown. and so it did. 4:40 is our final time, Brown.
And I'm
like, damn phone. Autocorrect.
You're right. So I sent it back to him. I said, Brown? You know, because the very, very first thing I'm thinking of is this, you know.
Oh, hello, dear.
You know, that's the very first thing I'm thinking. And so he sends back a response to let me know that he didn't mean Brown. He meant, what do you think, Matt?
Bro.
Bro. He sends it three times. Bro, bro, bro. So I won't read you any more of the text yet, but my question to you, Todd, is where does calling people bro come from? You like to use that term. You refer to me as bro a lot. I'm assuming you do that to many people. Where does that come from? What is your thought process on that?
We are brothers in the human race.
We are brothers in the human race.
That's right.
Okay.
And my brothers and sisters of the mammal kingdom are the bats and the mice and the dogs, and those are my brothers and sisters of the, you know.
So you call your lady friends the sisters then?
I have at times.
At times.
Sister.
Sister?
Yeah.
Okay.
Also because I watched a lot of Pam Grier movies growing up in Dolomite.
Okay. Great. Seriously, you always have to drop something that I have no idea what you're talking about.
How do you not know what that is?
I don't. Do you know what that is, Matt?
No.
Thank you. Because we grew up watching the Dolphins and the Cowboys play football. We grew up setting fires. You know, we did things that, I don't know, boys do.
You know? Are you for fires? Real?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. My brother set fires all the time. But wasn't me necessarily. Because now, from Matt and my perspective, when we hear people get called bro, the very first thing we think of is this. And we're like,
hello, bro.
We're like, exactly. We're like, it's a little bit, how do you explain it, Matt? A little bit uncomfortable sometimes? Is that?
Well, you're weird. I just think of it as, I don't really think of it from a racial standpoint. I think of it more along the lines of like some yuppie type character,
yeah,
trying too hard,
yeah,
to be your friend, when it's almost condescending when they say it.
Yeah,
I'm not condescender.
No, you're not. You're not. No, but you're I'm just not. Saying that's the essence of how I think of it, or how I originally thought of it.
Yeah, see, my brother, especially when he texts me, he will respond and refer to me as bro all the time. And that's different. He's my brother. I get that. That's what he's saying. He's not calling me bro like Todd calls me bro.
I could call you worse.
You could, and you have. I'm going to kick you in. You know, I've heard it before. I've heard it all, you know. But the other problem that I have with, you're right about that, Matt. It is sometimes certain people that say it, it just kind of comes off wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But the other problem that I have with it is the following. The reason, here is the reason, and I may have said this to you before, Matt, I don't know. The reason I try not to use that term, and I'm not saying that occasionally it won't come out, or I occasionally might not drop it. I tend to use pal and stuff like that because it's a little bit more.
Ward Cleaver?
It's a little bit more, yeah. Middle of the road. Yeah, yeah. Here's my biggest fear. If I start to use the term bro too much, you know where I'm going with this.
Yes.
When am I going to stop using the term bro? Am I going to remember to stop using it when I'm in front of a man who really is a bro?
Hello, bro.
You will do it.
See, I will do it. I will do it.
I do it all the time.
But that's the problem. I see. Here's the problem, though. Again, put me in the room with 100 people. Okay? And have there be 3 different black men in that room with me and 97 other white people, or 96 other white people. Okay? And I will watch 2 of those black men be called bro by 2 other white guys in a good, fun, gesture way. Nothing said. You know, I said, hey, bro, blah, 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 you know, blah, blah, blah. Okay? I will go up to the 3rd black guy and I will say bro to him. And guess what he's going to do? He's going to clock me because I'm going to pick the wrong black guy to say bro to. You see what I'm saying?
Well, he needs to quit being so sensitive.
You can be there to tell him.
Yeah,
I will.
No kidding, Todd. I mean, that's my biggest problem.
I'm so sensitive.
I'm gonna say it to the wrong black guy. That is my biggest concern. And it just... Now, if I had a black guy call me bro, I'd call him bro right back and be a smartass. And I think I'd be okay. Depending upon who... What was that?
It was just a Java thing popped
okay
up.
Yeah. Okay. So I've got some issues with that term. And so now here's a little bit of a side note. Last night I'm doing some work. I'm in the chair. I've got the TV on. I don't really watch any network TV anymore except for probably Person of Interest. And even that, at this point, I'm like, I like it, but I'm not dying for it. But I'm gonna watch it, kind of a thing. I dumped Fringe. That last season was so dumb on Fringe. I'm not watching this 5th season. I DVR'd the first 4 episodes and I read the byline, the lines about it. I'm like, this sounds so dumb. No way am I gonna watch this. So I deleted those. Well, anyway, a couple of sitcoms on last night. I guess it was probably ABC, and I don't watch these shows. The first show was Happy Endings. And I was hoping it was about Asian massage parlors, but it was not about that subject. It does have, though, in that show, who, Matt? Do you know who's in that show?
Kim Bauer.
Kim Bauer is in that show. Alicia Cuthbert, or whatever her last name is.
Whatever her name is. Kim Bauer.
Yeah. And it's funny because I'm like, oh, I just happened to see her name flash. I had no idea she was in. I got to watch this for a few minutes. Well, so I started watching this, and I'm like, wait a minute. Is she in this? Which one is she? I had to pause the TV, Google her, and get some more recent pictures. And even then, I still had a hard time figuring out that she was the dizzy slutty one, the sister of the one who's married to the black dude, the Wayans brother. Okay? So it's like, I'm kind of watching this thing, and she's out on a date, and it was really hard to grasp this character, because I think of her as little, you know, teenage, you know, Jack Bauer's daughter. you know, Kim Bauer. But now she's kind of all grown up. She's 30 years old now in real life. So I'm like, all right, whatever. This is okay. You know, the show is okay. But then they actually had a little bit of a bro down together, her and this other guy that she was out on a date with. And it was like they were like acting really strange and had a little bit of a... We were going to call it a bro off, but we decided that was a little bit too suspect sounding.
Yeah,
we
didn't want bro-downs.
Yeah,
bro-down is
better. Yeah, bro-down is better. And they had a little bit of a bro exchange, and if I could have gotten on the ball, I would have loved to have had a clip of the little bro exchange that they had. And the way Matt and I are going to do it, which I kind of played the game with Todd a little bit, because after Todd browned me, I sent him back. I said, you mean we can't start any later than that? What time do you think you will be there and be ready? Broshinsky. And then he didn't, I don't think he caught that, you know, because like Matt and I have exchanges that are a little bit like this. And this is kind of the way, maybe we can just go on from here. This is what happened this morning. Let's see here. What was it? Blah, 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 blah. FYI, Todd told me this, blah, blah, blah. That's when we're going to record. And Matt, did you not get that text then?
No, I didn't. Okay. I never got it.
Weird. Okay. So then Matt just happens to text me 35, 36 minutes later and says, hey, bro. So every time Matt bros me, he knows I'm kidding him. Every time I bro him, he knows I'm jacking with him to be a smart aleck. We're doing our Todd imitation, you know. Let's say, hey, bro, was today the day we are planning on starting early? And I said, did you not get my text, Broopoly? And Matt responds with, sorry, this is the first I've heard from you, Broseph. And then I go on to say, well, something's wonky then. I sent this to you at 1:10, Brosolini. So from there, Matt would respond with something, which you did not. We kind of stopped broing there, right? Yeah, stopped broing
there. Yeah, that was the end of it. I wasn't sure how... I didn't want to use it all up because I knew we were going to talk about it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I've used all my good ones up. I don't really know.
Oh, I've got a million of them.
Broopolis.
Bro-nameth.
but you have to put a... Should we put a sentence in front of it though first? Like,
yeah, go ahead. Yeah, or we could just... That's how we have to refer to each other for the rest of the show.
Broopolis and Bro-nameth.
No, you have to use a different one each time. So you can't say, hey, Brad, what are we going to talk about now? You got to go, hey, Bro Cephas, what's next on the show? And you can go, well, Bro Montana, what we're going to talk about next is...
Bro Montana, that's good.
That's another one.
Bro Walsh. Bro. Todd's shaking his head.
What have I done?
I like dropping the eenies and the inies and the iskies. You know,
you went in a different. I actually go the name route with
you. You do. I go with the Iskies and the Oskies and the Oni, the Bro-onies. You know, and yeah. Well, I guess what we'll do is we'll kind of drop those in on the show on an as come basis. You know what I'm saying? We'll just kind of rather than sit here and have a bro down, we'll.
Well, that's only going to kill like 30 seconds.
Yeah, exactly. So we'll just throw them in whenever we throw them in, and I'll just spit out whatever I spit out. I better start coming up with some new ones because I can only, you know, Bro Cellini and Bro Cephas and Bro Sophilus and, oh, don't forget about Bro Syphilis.
Making up words.
Right. Trying to anyway. But so, okay, we'll play that as it comes about. So there's your bro downs for you there. And another side note about watching shows that I don't normally watch last night was then the show after, okay, Happy Endings, is a show called The Bee in Apartment 23.
Yeah, we watched an episode or two of that one. We couldn't get into it.
What? Here's the thing I don't understand, people. And again, this is why it's like, this is kind of funny, but it's not. This is why I don't watch this stuff. Am I not mistaken? James Vanderbeek playing himself on this show? Is that right?
Yeah, that's true. That's actually kind of funny.
It is. I don't know. It's weird. And there's a lot of crossover in that show from Breaking Bad. Because, of course, the lead girl is Jesse's dead. Well, she's
spoiler alert.
No, she was on Breaking Bad for a while. Let's put it that way.
Yeah,
yeah. And then there's another crossover in there. Like this episode that I watched also had cameos from Busy Phillips and Frankie Muniz. And see, Frankie Muniz was on Malcolm in the Middle
with Walt.
With Walt, Bryan Cranston. See, yeah. So
like 6 degrees of Breaking Bad.
Yeah, exactly. There was on that show. Yeah, it was crazy, and it was just a really strange show. But yeah, I'm not into that. I won't be watching either one of those again, unless I have.
You know, you should really be watching is New Girl. Do you watch that show?
Well, and see, that's funny because I went to these shows and New Girl was on, and I've never really watched an episode of New Girl except for when I was at JJ's house and they were watching an episode they had on DVR, and I was like, yeah, you know, this show's not too bad, you know. But I'm not going to watch it. It looks pretty good though. Don't get me wrong. It looks good, but
funniest show on TV.
I know. I'm sure it is, and it looks like it's funny. What I've seen is funny, but it's just. Let's be honest. I mean, come on, the league's back on. It's Always Sunny's back on. I mean, we got other things to watch, you know.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
I've only got so much time in a day, you know.
I mean, yeah, you're backlogged with, we were talking about it earlier off the air, but you're backlogged with a lot of shows too. And
yes.
A lot of, you know, you've kind of invested yourself in 24, and there's what, 8 seasons of 24, and
yeah.
You want to, you know, want to start Sons of Anarchy, and they're on their like fifth season. Yes. Airing right now. And
yes, I got busy things to do, busy Phillips things to do. Now
you're one
busy guy.
Yeah, you're a busy guy. Yeah.
A busy guy. Now, before we go to a break, since we mentioned It's Always Sunny, I do gotta play. I gotta play this clip right here. I'll see you.
Is your cat making too much noise all the time?
Okay, I just wanted to throw that in there one time. All right, maybe one more. One more? Right?
Kittens, you'll be smitten. So come on down to Patty's Pub. We're the home of the original kitten mittens. Meow.
Here we go, Charlie Kelly. Oh yes. God bless those guys. I had no idea that show was coming back for sure. But
that show is so wrong.
It's crazy, crazy. Not as crazy as that first episode of The League, though.
That was wronger.
That was wronger. That actually, I think took the cake on the Sarah Silverman episode. So
Yeah. The premiere, very first episode of the show, the Sarah Silverman one, and then the one that was on last, or the season premiere this year.
And those, I'm not sure if I've seen the very first episode of The League, but I do have it on Netflix, so I'll need to watch it sometime. Yeah.
Yeah, it's something else.
Good, good. Let's take a break. When we come back, I don't know why Todd's so concerned. You think we had like sponsors that needed to have their commercials aired. He's so excited. Well, just take a break. And get the guns ready, because we're going to make some phone calls. Ooh, yeah. We'll be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Ladies, this Halloween, be the trashiest trick-or-treater around thanks to Halloho Costumes.
Boo, baby.
Halloho Costumes has all your naughty favorites like Naughty Nurse, Officer Naughty, and Naughty Pirate.
Arr.
Plus, Halloho has new naughty numbers like Naughty Lunch Lady, Naughty Illegal Immigrant, and Naughty Proctologist.
You might feel a slight discomfort.
There's also Naughty Mother Tree, Naughty Walmart greeter, and Naughty Amoeba.
I'm a single cell of scary sexiness.
It's all at Halloho Costumes, serving spooky sluts for over 17 years.
In preparation for takeoff, American Airlines asks you to make sure your seats are in their full upright and locked position. Also, please make sure your seat is securely fastened to the plane. In the event of a loose seat, a Craftsman ratchet with a 3/4-inch socket will drop from the compartment above your head. Pull down the wrench, apply the socket to the bolt, and tighten. Remember, it's righty-tighty and lefty-loosey. Please do not over-tighten and strip the threads. Thank you for flying with us today, and remember, Craftsman is the official emergency seat fastening tool of American Airlines.
There's a 100% chance he loves himself more than he loves his listeners. The Brad Westmore Show.
Kitten mittens, you'll be smitten. Meow. You're supposed to do it with me.
Oh, sorry.
Meow.
Meow.
Okay. My bad.
You are a sad, strange little man. You have my pity.
Oh, Presley loves that. All right, so we are back, and we're digging into the well. It's time to do some things that I know you peoples have liked in the past. Now, you know, I feel bad for Dino Dan, because I know Dino Dan's a St. Louis Cardinals fan. And
oh, is he really?
Yeah, and you know, we're not big Cardinal fans here in Kansas City.
No.
You know, but kudos to them. They won a lot of stuff. They've been winning a lot, and this year was just not their year. And
too bad.
Sorry about that.
Really. No, 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 we're not.
No, not really.
We're not sorry for the Cardinals losing ever.
But Brad. we do like you, Dino Dan.
Dino Dan's great.
Yes.
But
yes.
Cardinals, we can refuse to give them any credit.
No.
Even though they probably deserve some.
No. And Dan sent me an email, and he loves his new nickname, although he spelled it D-Y-N-O. So I think he was thinking dynamite, but it's actually dinosaur. So
it's D-I-N-O.
D-I-N-O, yeah. Yeah, it looks like Dino, but it's Dino. Dino Dan, he's on Nickelodeon. He's on Nick Jr. Yeah. Yeah, he likes dinosaurs.
Dino Dan? How did I miss that one? I don't recognize that one.
Yeah, it's on. I don't know. It's on. Yeah, it's not a cartoon. It's a live action thing. It's real. So
it's real. It's all real. Right.
Yeah.
Well,
it's like Fresh Beat Band. It's real. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, have a great day.
No. Don't start. Start it. I'll never get it out of my head.
Sorry. Too late. I've already got it in my head.
Too late.
Sorry. Sorry.
Gosh.
Sorry. Here, let me.
Bro Paterno. How could you do that? Nah.
Let me fix it for you. Oops, I can't do that. Never mind. The wrong thing plugged in. Sorry. I was going to play a different song. Every time I plug in the soundboard to make calls, I forget it and I punch the laptop up and it's not plugged in. So, never mind. See? It's a song about the Brad Westmore Show. You can barely hear it in the background.
I can barely hear it, yeah.
Yeah. So, anyway, I thought we would start slow tonight, okay? And I thought it'd be good to go ahead. I figured, okay, got to find places to call that maybe don't have the highest intelligence level or aren't that busy or are of a different, you know, from a different planet. See, there I go again. See, here I go. I need both at the same time. It just doesn't work for me. I can't do it. So anyway, I thought it'd be a good idea to call Victoria's Secret. So why don't we go ahead and see who's working today at Victoria's Secret in St. Louis? I think that'd be a lovely idea. Maybe we can let Mr. Rogers talk to him. What do you think?
That would be great.
Okay, let's... Here we go.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at the St. Louis Galleria.
Really?
Sexy, glamorous, sophisticated.
It's for real.
Just the words to describe our new limited edition, very sexy lace collection.
Oh, yeah.
Available in rich jewel tones with contrasting lace.
Yeah.
Victoria's Secret, your destination for sexy this holiday. Our store hours are Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. and
she
Sunday,
sounds like Charlie Kelly.
To 6 p.m.
Meow.
Please stay on the line, and an associate will be right with you.
One moment, please.
Thank you. Here we go.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret in the Galleria. How can I help you?
Hello.
Hi, how can I help you?
You know who I am?
No, who is this?
This is Fred Rogers.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, I'm glad you called.
Hold on just a moment.
I love these songs.
Thank you for holding. How can I help you?
You know who I am?
No.
This is Fred Rogers.
Who is it?
Hello?
Hello?
This is Fred Rogers.
How can I help you?
Could I help you?
What was
have
that?
You by any chance lost your kitty?
No.
Can you find the cat?
I'm sorry, I don't know what we're speaking about right now.
Well, I have her. How about some make-believe about musical instruments and hose? I was just making some popcorn. Oh, thank you. Bye.
I didn't know what to do. Just lost her.
That's all right. My God. My Lord.
I was all over the place there.
That was
kept him on the line for a few minutes though.
That was awesomeness. That was.
Did we lose Matt too?
He's here. Yeah.
I'm okay. Back. Okay. Here we go. Okay.
Just hung up on everybody.
Well,
I was just making some popcorn.
All right.
Hung in there for quite a while.
Yeah, that was pretty good. I don't know that it's going to get any better when we call House of Wong, but we could go ahead and try House of Wong.
Hang on, let me get him on here.
Probably Dino Dan's probably eaten there before.
Oh, Lord.
He's not actually from St. Louis, but he's down in that area. So, House of Wong. It's very hard to know what buttons to push on this. You know, it's like, okay, where should I go next? You know?
Oh, this is going to be scary.
This is...
Here we go.
Watch him be an American.
Yeah.
Denver. There we go. There we go.
House of Wong, may I help you?
Hello?
Yes, House of Wong.
You know who I am?
No.
This is Fred Rogers.
I'm sorry, who?
This is Fred Rogers.
Okay.
Do you ever make mistakes?
I'm sorry. Can you hang on 1 second, please? Sorry about that. I'm sorry. Who is this again?
This is Fred Rogers.
Okay. And would you want to pick up or delivery?
I was just making some popcorn.
Okay.
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
My what?
Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
You know, this is the part I really wanted to
put Furry and Brown
for Victoria's Secret, but I maybe we'll try that here.
Lord next. Have mercy.
Yeah. That was American too. So much for the Chinese. You know, we can't get the guy the lady that Jay and I went and got the Chinese from by his house in Denver, you know. It was like, you guys take American Express? Yeah, we do. And then, you know, it was like you can't get somebody like that when you want them. You only get it when you don't want it. So, you know what? I have one more here. Why don't you go ahead and tell Matt where this Victoria's Secret's at?
Sioux City, Iowa.
No way.
They really have one at the Southern Hills Mall? Apparently so.
Yeah.
Okay. You ever been in there?
Me? No.
No.
It's right across from where Pro Image used to be.
But he knows where it's at.
Yeah, well, of course he does.
Outside of Pro Image.
Hard to miss it, man. It's hard to miss it. All right. Now, do we stick with Mr. Rogers? You think it's the best move? Okay. All right. Todd says yes. Let's go ahead and see if we can get Furry and Brown in on this one. All right. Here we go. Victoria's Secret.
Guys, let's hope there's no dead air.
Well, you know, you don't need to cut it out.
Thank you for calling Victoria's Secret at Southern Hills Mall. Sexy, glamorous, sophisticated. Just a few words to describe our new limited edition.
The other chick sounded a little bit cuter.
Rich jewel
this chick sounds okay.
Victoria's Secret is your destination.
She was more into it.
Yeah, this girl's not as into it.
To speak to a Victoria's Secret specialist,
I want the other girl. Press zero.
For direct to our store, press one. Store hours are Sunday, 12 to 6.
Uh-oh.
Monday through Saturday, 10 to 9.
Uh-oh. Beep. Beep.
One moment, please.
Here it goes.
Victoria's Secret, how can I help you?
Hello?
Hi.
You know who I am?
No.
This is Fred Rogers.
Hi.
Yes, hi.
What can I do for you?
Oh, I'm glad you called. Have you by any chance lost your kitty?
Yeah, it's the kitty that does it because they immediately think something dirty. See?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They don't realize how innocent this whole exercise is, right?
Exactly.
There are no such things as real monsters.
Yeah. You know?
You need to use that one.
Well, I probably should. And then maybe I should throw this in too.
Click.
No kidding.
We
moving on down the list?
And what I wanted to do was mention a couple of things. You've got a couple of more very important people in football that we can call. One of them we've called before unsuccessfully, but I've checked this number, and it looks like we can get semi-close to him, although it is later on the East Coast right now. Very quickly, though, first of all, remember we talked before on the show about, Matt, about our good friend Mark Carley? And
yes.
He used to be the sports director at our radio station, and he's the guy whom I made fun of because when I say I'm sorry on the air, I'm jokingly making fun of Mark Carley because that's what Mark Carley says with that long O because he's from Minnesota. So he says, sorry. Well, it occurred to me that he's a very important person. We discussed this on the show, but it never really clicked with me. He's very important in Sioux City right now because he's the general manager of the indoor football team.
Yep.
Correct?
Right.
Which is not arena football. It's indoor football. It's like, you know, one step above, you know, 1-4-A, double A college football. But it's football, right?
It's still football. And they're good. Sioux City Bandits are awesome.
There you go. That's great. And the head coach actually is a family friend. Didn't really when I Googled him the other night to prep for the show, and I'm like, oh my God, the head coach, Christy, did you know who the head coach is? And we had no idea that Irvy, or little Irvy, was the head coach of the Sioux City Bandits. So that's very cool. And he went to West High and Wayne State, I think. Is that right? I don't remember now. Why am I thinking about this on the show?
That's a good question.
I'm not really sure. This is what happens when I'm out of it. Anyway, so I thought it'd be a great idea to try to get a hold of, now let's be honest, general manager of a small indoor football team basically means you're the sales manager. Your job is to put butts in the seat. So that's pretty much what Mark Carley does, I think. I don't know. Maybe he signs the players too, but let's be honest, what are they really making, right?
They have other jobs for a reason in the off season.
Exactly. So I thought that there's not really any direct number to get a hold of Mark Carley, but I thought it'd be a good idea to at least try to reach him. And so why don't we call there and see if we can get into his voicemail somehow. We'll go ahead and call this number real quick. And if we actually get him on the phone, we'll do Mr. Rogers. If we don't, I might turn myself into somebody else. We'll see here. We'll find out.
Okay,
so let's go ahead and give it a call.
Yay.
Yay, Mark Carley. Well, hello, BJ. How are you?
Thank you for calling the Sioux City Bandits of the American Professional Football League. If you would like to leave a message for our head coach, please press 1. If you would like to leave a message for the Assistant General Manager and Director of Sales and Marketing, Mark Carley, please press 2.
Oh, he's only assistant.
Keep in mind that we are not in the office press every 2. Day, but we will get back to you as soon as we can. Thank you for calling Mark Carley, the Assistant General Manager and Sales and Marketing Director for the Sioux City Bandits. I'm not in right now, but will return your call. Please leave me a message at the tone, and I'll get back to you as soon as I get back in. Thank you for calling.
Hey, Carley, this is Satan. You know why I'm calling. Get the money to me as soon as possible, or else. Good night. Slow on the draw there, Sheets.
Yeah, I was adjusting your sound.
Thank you for adjusting my sound. Now, on with the countdown. Matt, are you still there, or did he hang up on you again? You hung up on him again, didn't you? God damn it, Todd.
I didn't.
Well, where's he at? Where's my co-host?
He's still here.
God
no,
damn
he's
it.
Still here.
Okay.
Sorry, Satan. I was just messing with you. God. Probably not a good idea. But...
I want to make one more call. Okay. It's time to call Roger Goodell. So, I had no idea. Assistant General Manager. I could have swore he must have gotten demoted.
Yeah, you're probably going to be, after that message, there's probably going to be an investigation.
Yeah, because Carley has so many connections. I'm sorry, BJ. You know, one time we were doing a bit on the air, and I was doing the morning show with Rita. And could we maybe... Yeah, never mind. I'll tell the story after we call Roger Goodell. Let's go ahead and call Roger Goodell, commissioner of the NFL. Here we go. Get it, NFL.
Your card.
Oh, don't talk in there. I could hear that. Dude, careful. Thank you for calling the office of
the commissioner. Hello, you reached the office of the commissioner at the National Football League. We are unable to take your call right now. Please leave a message after the tone, and we will call you back as soon as possible. Thank you.
Record your message at the tone. When you are finished, hang up or press pound for more options.
Hey, Roger. It's Lucifer here. Special holiday coming up here pretty soon. Halloween, right around the corner. I want you to know that I've been keeping your seat warm for you down here and be asking, be punching your ticket here pretty soon. And want you to know I think you're doing a fantastic job of making an absolute mess out of the NFL. I'd like you to change the name next. The next thing I'd like you to do is change the name to NFL, if you could please. It'll be a good emblem for us down here. It'd be really good feedback, real good PR for us down here. And want you to know, hope you have a happy Halloween. And hope things go well for you. And be sure to keep handing out those fines and changing the rules to overtime. It's such a mess. I when I watch games, I just laugh my butt off because I have no idea when they're going to end anymore. It's so confusing. So doing a fantastic job, Raj. And please stay in touch. And as I said, we're keeping your seat warm for you. So happy Halloween and go NFL. We'll talk to you later. Bye. Could you please turn my microphone back on?
Thank you. Wait, no, I got to turn this. Okay, wait. All right, there we go. Phew. Okay, wow. Well, I really do hope he gets that. I do.
Yeah, he might.
You never know. Because there's a guy on Twitter who's a Steelers fan, crazy maniac Steelers fan, and... He claims, and it's on there somewhere, he claims he left a message for Roger Goodell a year ago or so about the whole hits thing to the head and all this stuff. And Roger Goodell called him back and left him a voicemail. And he actually put the voicemail on Twitter. So it was there. So
nice.
Yeah. So at one time, Roger Goodell was trying to respond to the public, but I'm sure that it got so overwhelming that he couldn't do anything about it anymore. So I'm very sure of that. So, no, I want to tell the story. See, this is how goofy Carly is. Mark Carly, and I had this clip, and I'm going to play it. It'd be more fun to play the clip, but I may as well just go ahead and tell the story. Rita, I was doing the morning show for Mark Hahn, and Rita was there, and it was me and her, and then the sports guy, Mr. Mark Carly, came in and did the sports. And, you know, we come in, we chit-chat and stuff like that. And, of course, you know how they do this. It's like, oh, somebody lost their dog. You know, and somebody, you know, wants to make sure that happy birthday to so-and-so and just stupid, real, you know, childish morning show kind of stuff for such a conservative town like Sioux City. And so Rita's on there one day and she says, well, we have so-and-so, they lost their cockatiel and they're looking for their cockatiel. And it was last seen at such a place. And so, yeah, we hope that we can help find the cockatiel. And Carly comes in and goes, huh? Well, what kind of dog was it again? And it was just that moment. It was like cockatiel. It's a bird. It's not a dog. And so it just, you have to hear it. That thing is, he's just kind of a goofball. Mark Carly's a goofball. Let's be honest.
He's a good guy.
He's a good guy, but he's kind of a goofball. And that's okay because, you know, it's right up our standards here, you know?
Perfect.
Easy to make fun of, you know? And that's why it's kind of weird that he has such an official job now. You know, he's, you know.
But. You know, he coached me before in church basketball.
Oh.
When I was in like fifth grade or something like that.
Because he had a stepson that.
Yeah.
John. Yeah. I think his name was.
Yeah, he was a year younger than me.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Mark Gurley. got a voicemail waiting for you. So so do you, Raj. Yeah. So, Matt.
Would it be a fly on the wall, huh?
Oh, wouldn't it be? You can imagine. You know what? Seriously, let's just imagine right now that when Roger Goodell hears that, he actually squeaks out a little bit of a smirky smile. Let's hope. Because I didn't berate him, right?
No.
So, and same thing with Mark Carley, really. Well, no, honestly, Carley's going to be freaked out. He's going to think it's real. Let's be honest.
He might.
He very well might, definitely. So, Magic Matt, are you ready with three things as we close our show, friend?
I do. I have three things for you, bro.
All right, broski.
Three bros I didn't get to this tonight. Number one, smoking bro Frazier.
Oh, God.
How about this one? He sees dead people. Number two, Ailey Bro Osmond.
Oh, wow. Wow.
And Todd will know this one. He was in the new Batman, Broseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh, wow. He likes that. That's good. You're something. I'm right. That's it. I'm going to town on these. I'm coming to work with a list next time, okay?
That's only three from a bro stash. I've got a whole list of them here.
I think bro stash is one of them.
I'm writing it down right now. That's bro right. Stash.
Oh, my God. Wow. Very nice. I have no idea if we're doing a show next week. I honestly do not know what we're going to do. It's such a mess with Halloween and everything else. Let me put it to you this way, folks. If there's not a show next week, don't panic. I'm not going into no show mode. I don't believe in doing that. I think we'll work something out. I just haven't figured out yet what it's going to be. We have Todd and Halloween to thank for, but we still love it. It's okay. I got to wrap it up.
Maybe we should do one live.
I have to wrap it up, Matt. I love you.
Oh, no, I love you.
Oh, no.
Love you more.
Love you more.